Hello, guys. Welcome to the podcast, Thursday edition. How are we?
Hello. Good.
Very nice day.
Week's
out
gone
there,
so quick, and it is a beautiful day outside.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, isn't it funny, our different perceptions of time? I thought this week has gone quite slow.
Jeez, we're getting philosophical here.
We are. We are. It's funny, though, hey?
Yeah, you're a bit of a philosophy man, aren't you, Matty?
I mean, sometimes, not always. I mean, some would say I'm quite a unphilosophical. What's the word for not philosophical?
Non-philosophical, maybe?
Non-philosophical, yeah.
Yeah, sounds right.
Yeah. I didn't do my HSC, so...
You bring that up a lot.
Well, I'm quite paranoid about it.
You shouldn't be. Actually meaningless after you have a job.
I know that.
True. That's a good point.
I do get weird about not having my HSC, though.
Do you want to do it one day?
I really do. Just to say that I have.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
You should.
I feel like I've missed out on a lot of... I don't know what it is. Like,
I don't think you've missed out on a great deal.
Mm. Yeah.
I mean, so you should do it if there's, like, areas you want to learn about.
Yeah.
Like, because that's what, like, education later in life is all about. So you might go, oh, I'm really interested in science, biology, or something like that.
Yeah.
You can pick that. You can take your time, do the study, get some real enjoyment out of it.
Funny you bring that up. I have been thinking of looking into it and just doing it on the side.
It's a great like mental exercise, I think.
Yeah, that's what I'm really need, I think, in life. I'm really craving some education.
How interesting. Yeah.
I'd love to get a degree on the side.
A lot of people do that later in life.
You have to have a backup with this career sometimes. Well, you know, the way the radio industry is, they can just get rid of you any day.
Well, there's been a lot of axings lately, so hey.
Yeah.
So it's good to have a good backup, I think.
Well, also, but yeah, it's a chance, like, when you get to this age, you've got a pretty good idea of what you're interested in.
Yeah. No, that's true.
Like, if you're going to do something like that.
What would you do if you were going to become an academic?
Yeah.
And go down that path as a professional?
Political science.
My sister studied that.
I'd love to work for a politician. Or like a spin team or something.
You could do media really for that.
Yeah.
You know, and political science would be a great, like you get a lot of background knowledge, I think.
Yeah, and I'm really into the history of politics.
You do well. And mature age student, it's fairly easy to get in. You just have to show you're interested, basically.
Yeah, I mean, it's good when you decide to do these things as an adult. Yeah. It's like getting a license. When you're over 25, you don't have to do your little handbook.
Yeah, that's true.
Hours.
Less stress, I guess.
Yeah.
There was a period of time I thought about studying law later in life.
Oh, do you think you would?
I don't know.
Do you want to be a lawyer?
I've thought about it. I sort of like the idea of, you know, constructing arguments and
what
thinking.
What kind of law?
I hadn't thought that far ahead, but I just like the idea of getting into court and
you're right.
Doing battle, you know, and using your brain as the battlefield.
Yeah,
part of the battlefield.
Would you want to like get that. The good guys off or the bad guys off? But they're all good guys, aren't they?
That's the thing.
They all pay the money.
Good
That's
guys,
it.
But bad guys is its own challenge too, because. You know,
well, you got to get them off.
That's the thing. It's more difficult.
But they never did it.
What about you, Jay? What about you? What would you like to do?
Later in life, study/backup career.
I'm not 100% sure.
Well, you were talking about being a Pandora salesperson before.
Yeah, but that's not going to university.
No, that's
also
true.
A nutritionist. That was mentioned in today's show.
Sure, it was actually.
The many
Because you were taking the piss. But yes.
You could be a nutritionist. I think you'd be good at that.
No, I couldn't stand it.
Really?
Fatties telling them to, oh, this is how you're going to lose weight. And then you tell them, you give them all the information. They just ignore it half the time.
Great. Like, you get a lot of return customers, though.
Yeah, because they're like, oh, it didn't work for me. Well, have you been having the one piece of brown toast? Like, you know what I mean?
Have you been having two?
You know what I mean? Like, it's just all basic stuff. You already know it all.
Have you guys seen Little Britain?
Of course, yeah.
Do you know Marjorie Dawes from Fat Fighters?
No.
One of the great characters.
I don't understand what you're saying. What did you say?
And like, she refused to weigh herself in front of everyone.
That's really funny. But that's the thing. Like, you know, like everyone that's going in there, they're overweight because they just like eating the treats. It's just like, stop eating all the good stuff. We know the boring stuff is the healthy option and boring, but that's what you got to do.
We are talking about this, but in the show today, we did a hot dog challenge. So we've all consumed a hot dog today. And it's 9:08 a.m.
Before 9 o'clock in the morning, we've all had a hot dog on bread with cheese and sauce.
Don't listen to us.
No.
Enjoy the podcast.
Yeah,
bye.
The moment has arrived. Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind. All right, let's get started.
Come on.
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Nobos are about to throw open the mics.
Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Nobos.
Hey guys, how are you?
Good morning.
Yeah, good Thursday. What's happening?
Oh, you know, just I was just reading about this artwork that's been sold in Geelong.
How much?
$60.
Yeah.
And they think it might be a Van Gogh.
Get out. Get out.
Yeah, pretty amazing. Pretty amazing.
They think. So hang on, tell us a little bit more about it. So was it at a garage sale?
I don't know. It was just bought somewhere like that. It's just not overly remarkable to look at. It's just a little windmill on a hill and a bit of this and that. But yeah. They reckon there's not even a talk about value yet or anything like that. But Van Goghs don't
like
come
cheap. Tens of millions, yeah?
No.
Well, technically, they're priceless.
Imagine that.
See, this is so good for you, Crevo, because obviously you do a lot of buying and selling, going to garage sales and just buying everything.
Look, that's the dream.
You might get lucky one day.
You never know.
Here's Jade buying lotto tickets every week. You know, you live in the dream, Crevo. Could happen to you.
To get something of that is akin to winning the lotto.
Oh,
it is literally once in a lifetime.
I've actually just Googled the picture. It's actually quite nice.
I mean, it's nice. I'm just not saying if you saw it in the street, you wouldn't go, well, that's worth, you know, in the millions.
I love how they're saying an anonymous buyer purchased a painting and is now being kept under lock and key somewhere in Melbourne.
So, if you purchase it, say, at a garage sale, do you then go to the person if you find out it's worth, you know, $20 million and give them a cool meal? I would.
Would you?
Yeah, 100%.
Like, I don't know. It depends on the situation. If I felt that person was down on their luck, like they'd sold everything because they'd, you know,
divorced or something,
or just they just seemed needed it, then perhaps. But if it was some rich person who already had heaps of money,
you're like, sorry,
I'd be like, well, this is my opportunity, you know.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, you'd hope it is, because that's a good luck story, isn't it?
Yeah.
It really is. Wow, you wouldn't want to tell your friends.
No, you definitely wouldn't.
Phone's ringing. I haven't heard from you in a while.
Yeah.
They're saying tens of millions. That's a pretty good return.
Unbelievable. Yeah. I mean, it's difficult to say those kind of high profile pieces, but if it's never been on the market, then it can be a lot of money. Sky's the limit.
There you go. Hey, Jade, love it or loathe it up next.
It is. You're in for a treat because I'm going to get your thoughts on the daily topics, guys.
Oh, a real treat.
Yeah. We're going to be talking sausages because I know how you love a good sausage.
Always.
Crevo loves sausages.
Because we do play Beat the Meat here on the show.
Yeah, love
we
sausages.
Sure do.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Nobos.
I don't care.
New FM.
I love it.
Love it. Love it.
I'm getting Maddie and Crevo's thoughts on the daily topics this morning. There's only one rule. There is no fence sitting. Love it or loathe it. Running sausage sizzle.
3, 2, 1, go!
Oh, love it. I miss it.
Yeah, I love it too.
Yeah,
I do love it too.
It took
like
you a little while.
Sausage. Yeah, because you know what? The lining up annoys me.
Oh, yeah, especially if it's a busy day.
Busy Saturday morning, it's like, oh, do I really want to wait, you know, at least 10 minutes for a sausage on a piece of bread?
And that's overcooked.
Onions
let's face
on
it.
The top or the bottom.
Well, they've got to be on the bottom now, don't they? But anyway, I'm bringing this up. I'm so glad you said you love it, because you're basically not an Australian if you say you don't.
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome.
Thank God.
But the iconic Bunnings sausage chisel will return to some stores this October. So the Bunnings Chief Operating Officer, Deb Poole, confirmed the news. And basically, it's back, baby. ACT and some stores around New South Wales this month.
Any in Newcastle? Because October obviously started today, so is there any chance of getting my hands on the meat this weekend?
They haven't actually released what stores are doing it yet. So I'd love to help you out on that one, but I can't. Maybe call the store.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's do that after 7 or something when they open up.
Yeah.
Because I think that's the sort of information Newcastle needs, isn't it?
I mean, absolutely. Also, very big day for the staff there. I feel like they would have, you know, had a fairly boring few months.
Well, I think they would have been very cranky, because on a Saturday, most Bunnings, there's not really a lot of takeaway stores around. So you rely on getting lunch from the sausage sizzle.
And you know Bunnings has, they often have a cafe.
They would have had the hangries.
But that's not my cup of tea, that cafe.
Look, I'm going to agree with you there. The really rock hard carrot cake, not a fan. Not good. Not good.
It's not my thing.
That's all right. One more. Love it or loathe it, Nutella.
3, 2, 1, go!
I love the food-based. Love it. Love it or loathe it. Yeah, of course, love it.
Who's not loving Nutella? You drunk?
I don't know. You can't be my friend if you don't love Nutella.
Oh, a lot of people very disappointed after hearing that.
Oh, 100%, because I'm a delight. But basically, guys, there's this viral picture going around at the moment of a white chocolate Nutella.
I have seen this.
Oh.
Is that in the green jar?
No, it's in a clear jar, and it's just white instead of your standard milk chocolate Nutella.
I'm going to say no, I don't want that.
Now, I did see this. Is it an actual thing, or is it a photoshopped fantasy?
No. It is actually a real thing, but not from the company. So someone else has actually gone out of their way to make their own white chocolate
fake.
It sort of is, but it's real, so it can't really be fake.
I don't think I'd want it because I don't like white chocolate very much.
It's kind of like a milk chocolate. Yeah, it's like
a
white
chocolate
thing,
Nutella.
No,
they say
that's no from me.
They say the spread is like a Kinder dream, and it tastes even better. It does remind the reviewer of their all-time favorite Kinder snacks, the white bonbons.
I mean, great if you eat the Nutella from the jar. Like, there's some variety. I don't think it would go too well on toast.
No.
And when you think about it, who's actually putting Nutella on bread?
I feel like...
I tried it once and it was terrible.
What? You guys don't use it for what it's intended for.
I just eat it.
Out of the jar. Yeah. I think
I put it on bread.
Sickos.
Am I the sicko or are you the sicko?
No, we're just chocolate honey bears.
Yeah, sickos.
Jackson, I
chocolate
that.
Out of the pot.
We're just chocolate honey bears. Thank you.
There you go, guys. Lads versus lasses up next. Thank you, Jade.
That it is. It's our, of course, battle of the sexes game. We need one guy, one girl on the line. Lads still in front. We just need to keep that lead going. 13-10-09. Boom Net passes on offer. That's this awesome opportunity, great for the school holidays. Get the kids on this sort of net thing on the back of the boat. They get soaked, or I'm not sure if you do, but it looks like heaps of fun.
Screw
anyway.
Screw the kids, I'll jump in.
Yeah. You want to have a go in the
it's
boom net.
It's for big kids.
Looking at the leaderboard, 17 gold stars for the lads, 15 for the lasses.
Everything to play for.
Really
13-10-09, one guy, one girl.
Jay, Maddie and Grievo, the Novos.
Lads
versus lasses.
All right, 13:10:09. We still need, alas, a lady. We've got one guy on the line. This is, of course, our Battle of the Sexes game. It's very simple. You just answer some questions. You get the most right, you score today. The BoomNet Cruise Passes. You want to get your hands on these. Great for the school holidays. 13:10:09. We've got a first guy to talk to.
Yeah, we do. All right, we're going to Sean. He likes American Horror Story. He thinks Kanye West is a pain in the butt and is 49 and never broken a bone.
Oh, geez.
That is pretty impressive,
done,
Sean.
How are you, Sean?
Good, thanks, guys. How are you?
Yeah, not bad. I'm guessing you're not a risk taker then?
No, I'm a big risk taker. Just been lucky.
Oh, wow. That's pretty incredible. What are your plans for the long weekend?
Catch up with family and, doing a bit of housework, a bit of gardening, a bit of renovations.
Oh, wow.
Jeez, sounds very busy.
Making the most of the 3 days.
Yeah, good stuff, man. Oh, well, let's see if you can win this morning for the boys, okay?
I'll do my best.
Here we go.
First question. Which zodiac sign is represented by a set of scales?
Libra.
Correct.
Correct. One in.
All right. Jeez. Question two. Which of the following is a ladies' shoe brand? Sean Tootsies, Steve Madden, or Frederick Knorr?
What was the first one? Didn't hear you.
Steve Madden, Sean Tootsies, or Frederick Knorr?
I can't get that middle one, sorry.
Sean Tootsies, like Tootsie, you know, like Tootsies, like they're like your feet. Sean Tootsies.
Oh, okay. Steve Madden?
Correct.
Oh.
Jeez.
That was definitely a guess, I feel.
I thought he was just men, but anyway, go ahead.
2 points on the board.
Okay. True or false, Kylie Minogue has a perfume called Darling.
Ooh. Got a perfume, is it called Darling? I'm going to go true.
Oh, wow, 3 out of 3.
Oh, my God.
That's incredible.
So, Sean, you are versing a lass. She'll need to get all 3 correct. If she does, we go to a coin toss, brother. So just hold the line there. Let's meet our lass for today, guys. It's Lisa. She's on the cusp of Virgo and Libra. Sean Connery is her favourite celebrity. Ooh. And the worst gift she's been given is a vacuum cleaner. Lisa, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Oh, very good. I'm on the cusp of my star sign as well. And you know, recently, Jade, wasn't there like a shift in the star signs?
Yeah, they said that they got it all wrong. There's actually a complete separate star sign.
How's your luck this month, us? Oh, first of the month today,
yeah,
Lisa.
Right.
How's your luck been the last month? Good?
It's not too bad.
All right, let's do this. Question number one for you, Lisa. Valvoline is famous for making what?
Oil.
Correct. Question number two. Which would typically cost more to buy, a packet of fishing weights or a tropical ice box?
Fishing
weights. No. Lisa, I'm sorry. That means that Sean has walked away with the win. Yeah,
the boys.
Oh, wow.
Good job, mate.
Good
Thank
job,
you
Sean.
Much.
Thank you.
So good. That
Boom
lake
net passes.
Boom net. So much fun. Really warm weather on the weekend as well. So great time to go and do it. Yeah, up to over 30 on Sunday.
Maybe Sean can take a minute off all his work to go try it out.
Jade, Maddie and Griezo, the Novos. Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos. So, guys, I went to Charlestown Shopping Centre yesterday and I had this, some would say, a magical urge, magical intuition to go into the Pandora shop because obviously at the moment I'm collecting the Harry Potter charms for my Pandora bracelet because I'm obsessed and I'm rereading the books at the moment. And I went in there.
I didn't know.
And I said to the lady, I said, can I please just look at the Harry Potter charms? I was happy to look under the glass because I wasn't interested in buying any. Anyway, she goes, oh, I'll get the tray out. And she walked away so quick I didn't have a chance to say to her, oh, look, I don't need the tray out. I'm not going to buy today. Anyway, She brings the tray over, and I showed her my charm bracelet. I said, oh, look, I've got Dobby in the sorting hat, and I want to collect them all. And she goes, oh, really? I said, yeah. She's like, well, I better let you know that the Golden Snitch is actually a limited edition, and I've just found out today.
There's only 15,000 of them.
No, that they're actually discontinuing it to bring out a new limited edition just before Christmas, because it's the Golden Snitch obviously is gold, so they're bringing out a similar colour scheme for their next limited edition.
Yeah.
So anyway, she goes, I think I just have one left. And I said, oh, really? I said, can I have a look at it? So anyway, she has to go to the window display and get it out, because it wasn't actually any nearby in the regular drawers. So I do believe that it was the last one. Mm. Anyway, she brings it over and she does look in the system, and she confirms, because I said to her, I don't want to buy it today. And she's looking and she's like, look, there's none actually left in at Katana.
Oldest trick in the book.
No.
Look, we got to clear out this old stock.
Yeah, she's got a big bucket of them out the back. Yeah, 100%. And then
I was excited because I caught the last Golden Snitch. I caught the snitch. Last one in Newcastle.
Every time someone comes in, they just put one in the window display, and then they just go, oh, look, there's
don't
only
think
one. I'll
so.
Go and get it from the window
She was very
display.
Nice.
Oh, of course.
As someone who's worked in retail, you prey on the vulnerable to get rid of stock.
You got done.
Well, you know what? It's a nice story. for my. Well, she did upsell me too. Actually, I bought the clasp.
Hello, little girl. Would you like some snake oil?
Yeah, she got all right. Well, look, it doesn't matter. But she got her KPIs up out.
Can
of
I have
me,
a look?
Sure.
Can I have a look?
Yeah, absolutely.
The wings oh, wow. move on.
It looks
on
very
it.
Nice. Very it's, nice, Jade. How much did you drop?
Oh, I don't want to discuss.
Why do you get weird about that?
I don't know. I just
because
don't
it's
think
gold, it, and you don't want to tell your husband how much.
It's not real gold.
I love gold.
I love gold. No, I just I don't know.
Okay.
I actually respect a good sales pitch,
oh,
and
so
if they can sell me like that. Yeah. Jade, I'd do exactly what you did. I go, yeah, you know what? Yeah, I'll buy it.
You've done a great job.
I made
job
a point of saying it in front of her manager. I said, thank you so much for your help. You've been really nice. She even polished my bracelet for me.
Oh, very nice. Well, that's all you need, isn't it?
Yeah.
Good, good.
Good, good, good. She did. She got okay.
Great service.
Got a good news story for you guys right now. A big congratulations to my two schoolmates, Jenna and George. In a relationship confirmed on Facebook yesterday after George has been chasing Jenna for 15 years.
Get out.
They went to school together. She was like his schoolyard crush. She wow. like rejected him. He's finally got her. The persistence has paid off. 15 years he's tried to get this girl.
Some
I'm so
some
happy
make all that
for
harassment,
him.
But that's cool.
You know, when you like someone, you like someone. Do you know what? I think she's realised that, you know, she's had a lot of douchebags in her 20s.
A long way.
And he's been, like, George been sitting there this whole time, trusty George, waiting for
aww
her. What a beautiful
that's
story.
Sweet.
That's cute.
That's really nice.
Yeah, 13:10:09 this morning, of course, what we're doing is, how long did you pursue the partner for? Because I think this happens a lot.
Where people, sometimes it could be even longer than 15 years. I mean, that's the dream caller.
Well, hey.
You want to get in touch.
Look at the classic storyline of Forrest Gump. Forrest was there for Jenny.
That's true.
You know, similar storyline. Just waiting and waiting. He unfortunately had to wait longer than 15 years, but hey, happens.
I mean, maybe it was less. I mean, if you've waited years,
that's
I mean,
still impressive.
Still very yeah impressive.
A year even is good.
Yeah. Taking your calls after this. 13:10:09, how long did you pursue the partner?
Jade, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos.
We're asking you, how long did you pursue the partner for? Maybe it was like a high school romance, or maybe you've worked with them for a long time. I was just telling you guys, my two friends from high school, Jenna and George, have finally gotten together.
Facebook official.
After 15 years of George chasing Jenna.
So
she
what
rejected him, didn't want a part in it, and then finally she's come around, the persistence has paid off.
Was he just a bit dorky, just couldn't get out of the friend zone?
Bit of a nerd. He was friend zoned for so long.
Tough to get out of there.
It's the long game. The long game, isn't it? When you're playing for 15 years and just don't go,
well,
you know
it really
what?
Is.
I'm going to go for someone else that's come along
you know
all
what
that time.
Jenna has had multiple men.
Mm.
multiple men. She's, you know, she's had a fair few boyfriends. Okay.
We get it. She had a good time.
Look, I'm not going to lie. Jenna likes to change boyfriends like she changes her undies.
Oh.
George has had zero girlfriends this whole time. He's dated a couple of girls, but it hasn't really worked out. He's just one of those sweet guys that, you know, he's just never
waiting. They deserve love.
They deserve love.
Waiting
so
for the love for of
them.
His life. You know?
Exactly right.
And it sometimes happens where, like, people, they want to get, like, it's a high school thing that they're into, and then years later they're in another relationship, but then they end up coming back to that.
I think, yes. Yeah.
Yeah, well, she rejected him for the like the school formal and everything. Oh. So the poor guy's been up and down. I'm really hoping. I know they don't listen to the show, so it's fine. Well, but yeah, I'm really hoping
she doesn't break his heart.
That Jenna doesn't break his heart.
It should be. I reckon they'll be.
Right. I'm skeptical, to be honest, from what you've told me about Jenna.
He's a lovely Greek boy, you know. He's been raised well.
Good name too, George.
George, strong name. Yeah.
King George.
King George. Well,
we're going to have a King George eventually.
Of course, he took it back
eventually.
To the Royals.
Of course. Hey, guys, up next, another story that's quite interesting. A couple of deputy police officers over in the States, they've been fired, right, because they've been caught lying on police reports. Their claim is they didn't know that that was illegal.
Oh, well, we've got to hear about
this. It's a great story.
Jade, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos. Bad boys, what you gonna do? What
you gonna do when they come for you? Big trial going on over in the States at the moment where a pair of deputies have basically been caught lying on police reports.
Yeah.
And their claim is that they didn't know it was illegal. Which just seems bizarre, right? And the story continues because, I mean, if you're a police officer and, you know, an officer of the law, you would think that one of the key cornerstones of what your job is, you know, finding the truth. That's like the job of a detective, isn't
Definitely.
It?
Definitely.
So what's so fascinating about this is that obviously their claim to say it's not illegal or they thought it wasn't illegal. But then there's been, like, proof that they were frequently trained on the matter of creating these reports. This is the type of, like, ineptitude that's just, like... And the fact that they were deputies, that's, like, quite a high rank as well. So that this sort of thing's been going on for quite some time.
Is it one below a sheriff in the US?
I think you might be right. I wouldn't pretend to know the order of police ranks in America, but they're definitely high up because you can tell because in the photos they've got heaps of badges on their on their uniform, and that always means you're really highly ranked, right? So this is over in Orange County over there, and it's actually a number of the deputies there. They've claimed that the evidence that they booked was put in as required, but then they were writing the evidence in up to a month later.
Oh, no, that's not true.
Can't even remember what I had for dinner last night. Like, if I tried to remember specific detail from one of who knows how many crimes they're investigating a month later.
So, laziness?
Well, I think so.
Because they're not really, they haven't been anything too dodgy. They're not trying to corrupt and, you know, pin people.
Well, what's the problem is, if you're putting specific details about a crime that's been committed up to a month later, the
things get a little bit shady then.
That's the thing. Like, you don't know if you're getting everything right.
Yeah, well, yeah, but that's what I'm saying, though. They're not specifically going out of the way to pin people for crimes they didn't do. No, they're just, like you said, they're lazy.
It's so shocking, though, it'll that do they that. Would be so lazy.
Yeah, that's right.
Is it
Orange County, California, you know, relax, kicking back, maybe, indulging.
Human error. I'm not saying what they did was right. That's actually really, really bad. Especially when you're either like a paramedic, like an ambo or doctor, all those sort of key jobs where, you know,
your work actually matters.
Yeah, your work matters. Like, not like us where we just talk, you know. You expect that they're doing their job right.
Did you write it in the book?
Well, it is California.
We'll do it later.
Well, is it? That's legal over in that area now.
Yeah, it is.
That part of the world. I don't know if police would still be allowed to indulge, though.
Well, I mean, you know.
On the weekend.
On the weekend, surely.
Off duty.
I can't know.
That's
yeah, the,
terrible.
It's a shocking case. And I, look, so you'd hope that anything that was, like, put in erroneously was been thrown out case-wise. Because, yeah. like, details a month after the fact, they couldn't be getting those all 100% correct.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, well, just be careful US if you, you go to L.A.,
Yeah. Orange County, the OC.
Yeah, specifically.
All those rich kids.
I know. Oh, on that show anyway.
Well, yeah. Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos. Time's up, time's up, time's up. Hold on.
All right, got 30 seconds. You ready? The moment has arrived. Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind. All right. Let's get started.
Come on.
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Novos are about to throw open the mics.
Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is
Jade, Maddie and Creepo.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo. The Novos.
Horrible story out with that possible surfer missing. Last night, 6:20 p.m., the police were called to the beach. The guy, apparently, a man was seen struggling in the water.
Yeah.
Jeez.
But they sent the helicopter out. They couldn't find anything. So it's a really awkward one because they haven't received any missing persons reports. So
no.
It's like a bit of a mystery situation.
Well, yeah, the witness said they may have seen someone struggling, so they're not 100% sure. So like Maddie said, if... No missing reports have been done, but they're saying keep an eye out if you do see anything.
And if you are a witness or you have any more information, you can call Crime Stoppers on 1-800-333-000.
But switching gears for a second, guys, because basically there's this viral video doing the rounds at the moment, and it's pretty funny because this poor guy, he just finished shoveling some gravel into his wheelbarrow. And he's going up the trailer, the ramp of his trailer, just to dump it at the back because they're going to do a dump run. And basically, he's gone up the ramp. He's lost his footing. It's obviously, it must have been slippery. He's fallen on some of the loose gravel that's gotten underfoot. And he's gone smack, like straight onto his face. The wheelbarrow has like tipped over on the side. He ends up with gravel like all over him, down the ramp.
Awkward slip.
Yeah, the mate's laughing. Like he's, honestly, it's like when the ball of your foot just goes like straight out from underneath you. It was terrible that he didn't get any physical major injuries.
That we know of.
That we know of. But you know when someone hurts himself and it looks funny? It was pretty funny.
Because sometimes there's like when you slip, it's just so quick.
Yeah, it happened instantly.
I don't even realise it's happened sometimes.
Yeah, and then you're just on the ground. Like, how did that all happen?
And you know what? Who needs mates, though, that film and laugh when you slip? I think that's terrible. I mean, see you, mate.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's pretty funny.
Yeah, you're like, that guy. You're that guy,
it's
Creepo.
It's funny. Like, you go, oh, you're right, yeah. And then, like, you just can start laughing. Mate, it's code. Make code.
Put the camera down after, but get it on film.
Yes. Yeah. Like, funniest home Fair video. Enough. So on 13:10:09, where did you slip? Have you slipped over recently? Has your mate? Obviously, you know, it is raining in the last, like, 24 hours. So if you've slipped walking down, you know, the main street of Beaumont, I'd love to hear it.
The more embarrassing, the better.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
We're after your embarrassing slip stories.
Slip and fall.
Slip and fall. It's only just because a man's going viral at the moment because he was feeling gravel up into his wheelbarrow. He was going up the ramp of the trailer to dump it at the back when some of the gravel, obviously, from hauling it, it's fallen onto the ramp. It's gotten underfoot. He's slipped. He's just basically fallen straight onto his face, like in his stomach. His legs grazed.
He's a big fat tradie as well.
No major injuries, but, you know, the wheelbarrow toppled down. It was a big saga. It's quite funny to watch because he sort of looked a bit Gumby.
Yeah.
In general.
I can sympathise with him because I'm a big slip and faller. I mean, it just happens to me more regularly than your average person, I reckon. I don't know why. I don't have very good balance. I'm not very coordinated in some ways, right? Mm. A recent one was I was carrying dining chairs out, like, across from my front porch to someone's car, like a customer. Was selling our dining chairs. And it's just been raining a little bit recently. And there's, like, a slight slope at the front of my house. And I just, like, my feet were just out from under me. I was on my buttocks, mud all over me from the rain.
Oh, terrible.
And I don't know why, but I'd been, like, I was just trying to move quickly, like, to run, to move these chairs out quickly to move on to the next thing.
When you fall over, do you get treated differently with your partner, Emmy?
She just laughs.
Why was it? Did she film it?
She missed filming it, unfortunately. In fact, she gets great joy if I fall over in any way. To the point where if I do fall over and she wasn't there, I'll tell her about it. She always gets a laugh out of it.
You know? Oh, bless you.
It's a slapstick humour, I think.
Hey, guys, up next, it's a brand new segment we're trying here on the show. We all know what a Karen is, and I do apologise to all Karens out there. This isn't a personal attack.
It's not named
any
you.
Karens. It's just a generalised term. A Karen is a person that complains to the manager, or she's just generally a massive complainer. Well, each week here on the show, I've compiled my three favourite Karen videos from the internet this week, so I'm going to share them with you next.
Jade, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos.
I'm sorry to all the Karens out there. We get a lot of complaints about this segment because, you know, apparently we're being mean to Karens. Karen, if you're listening, this isn't aimed at you.
No.
It's a generalised term, just putting it out there.
Yeah, and you have to get used to it because I believe it's rumoured that Karen's going to go into the Urban Dictionary.
Well,
I mean, the regular dictionary. I think Urban Dictionaries would have it already.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah. Lots of things on the Urban Dictionary. Anyway, hey, I'm going to roll through this. First up, Karen today, pulled up by the police, apparently caught using her phone, but she has one of those, like, phone holders. So she was obviously touching the phone
that was
attached to her windscreen. The coppers have put her up. And things took a bit of a turn for the bad and
for the worse.
Yeah, Karen number one. Here she is.
They sell them everywhere. They sell them at petrol stations.
That's not the problem anymore. The problem is you're not stating your name to me.
Just because I have a car charger.
Can you get out of the car, please?
No, I don't feel safe. You're armed.
You're safe. Don't you worry about that.
No, I don't feel safe. You're attempting to get into my vehicle. What are you doing?
Now that escalated quickly.
Wow.
So basically this Karen wouldn't give her name over to the police officer, so he's just opened her door, and when you watch the vision, he's not doing anything.
He's not even touching her.
Not even touching her. Karen number two over in the States, where it seems to me most of the world's Karens congregate over in the States. This woman has parked her car in a shopping centre car park, and she's literally hit nose to nose the car in front of her. She's at least, I would say, maybe 60 centimetres over the white line. But apparently, she's in the right.
All right, yeah, and I'm going to take pictures of this, and I have... I'm sorry, you're not over the line? You're not over the line. You're not over the line, right? You're not over the line. This isn't over the line. Yeah, see that? It's over the line.
No, it's there.
It is over the line.
We're down the line.
Ma'am, the front of the car is supposed to stop at the line. This doesn't happen.
When did you become a law officer?
Wow.
What's a law officer?
Now, I'm not one to judge someone that can't drive, you know, really can't drive. And finally, this is entitled Karen, who's parked in a handicapped spot in a school. She was confronted with a camera, and she didn't take it too well. Take a listen.
This camera out of my face. She would have asked me to move. And all you had to do was say, hey, ma'am, that's kind of rude. Why don't you move? Instead of coming up and taking pictures of it. Is that not rude? You're lucky my husband ain't here.
Oh, yeah?
If you
child that needed that spot, it would be a different
that's
story.
That's not handicapped, though, and that's why I moved way over so that the person in the handicapped...
No, it says no parking, and it has lines, because a person with a disabled person needs that area in order to load and unload. I don't really care. Okay.
Stop taking pictures of me.
Don't you love the old classic line? Don't you know who I am?
Yeah.
I know. And that's just somebody who's just been caught doing the wrong thing.
Like, just move the car.
And caught on camera.
Yeah.
You know, and just denying it. Like, trying to get out of the whole situation.
Yeah, but like she said, though, she just could have come over and just asked her to move instead of putting a camera in her face. Like, that would annoy me, too. It would annoy me
to defend the Karen parking in a disabled spot 100%. At a school.
That's something someone needs that. Anyway.
Doesn't matter. Good. Just go, hey, look, did you know that if they didn't see the sign,
you
just
know,
say,
that you parked on the big blue square?
You don't know if it was blue.
Top three Karens of the week. There we go.
Jade, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos. Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
And today is World Coffee Day, and we want to say a big thank you to Carl and Benny from the Happy Mobile Cafe. It's your day, and you do it so well every day, making coffees for Newcastle and the Hunter, and I love it every morning. I'm drinking it now, I'm sipping my latte.
Oh, yeah. What do you get, Jay?
Just a latte on just full cream latte. Milk. No sugar. I don't need anything. You don't need to add anything to it because they just make it. That's when you know you've got a good coffee, a good brewster.
Yeah.
What do you add to yours, Maddie?
Soy latte with two equals.
That's because you're not a sweet soul. Got to sweeten yourself up. What about you, Crevo?
Iced coffee. No sugar.
There you go.
Perfect. No, honestly, they do a really, really, really good job. Like, we speak highly of them because they are the best. If you want to get them around to your business or, you know, a shindig that you got planned, just go to happymobilecafe.com.au.
That's right.
Very good.
What's the goss up next with producer Jackson? What is on the way?
Jim Parsons from The Big Bang Theory. He's opened up about his experience with COVID-19. Also, too, do you remember Geordie Shaw?
Of course.
Yeah.
Holly from the show, right? So she's opening up about the toll that took on her life. I'm going to play some audio.
Geordie Shaw, wire!
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Cameron, you stop taking pictures of yourself. Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
Jackson's here, and I believe you've got a bit of a Jim Parsons update. The man is a talent. What's going on with this coronavirus for him?
So he had it with his husband, so he's going on the Jimmy Fallon show. He's opened up about what it was like for him. Interesting. I'll let you take a listen to the audio, and then I'll give my opinion on it, okay? Mm-hmm.
We didn't know what it was. We thought we had colds, and it defied the descriptions for me. I didn't realize how completely taste and smell could be gone. And when you're in quarantine, and there's really nothing to do but eat, oh my God, that was brutal.
Now, COVID-19, horrible. I would never wish anyone to have it. I don't know anyone that's had it. But interesting to hear a man that's worth $100 million complain about not being able to taste food and that being the worst of it.
Jeez, I think, it affects different people differently from what I've read.
I remember I told you guys, one of Ben's customers who actually got coronavirus out at the bay from someone from Sydney who came up, they're fine now, they're cured, but they actually had to go into the ICU at John Hunter and everything like that. But he actually lost his taste and smell, and he said it was terrible. And then the aches and the pains, like he said, that guy, you don't wish it on anyone. No.
A lot of long-term implications as well, we're starting to find out.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Post-COVID syndrome's apparently really bad, where you get, like, equal to what you had in terms of... having the virus or even worse, but still testing negative to it. So,
jeez.
Yeah.
It's scary.
Alyssa Milano tested positive to COVID-19, and she was saying in an interview, I think it was last week, just how much of a toll it's still taking on her life. I think they asked her, if you had to put a percentage on where your health is at right now, she's like, I'm probably around 40% of my normal capacity.
Yeah, you see all these fitness addicts and the runners and stuff like that, once they have COVID, 5 months later, they can't even walk 100 metres without getting puffed. Scary stuff.
Definitely is.
Yeah, moving on to Geordie Shore. I loved this show and I loved Holly. If you don't know who Holly is, here's a bit of a taste of her. She's describing herself as...
I'm fit, I'm flirty, and I've got double Fs.
So she has opened up about her time on the show and what that did to her. It's actually really sad, these reality TV contestants, what they go through.
All of these people that I knew were making Facebook groups about me, were writing statuses about me, were shouting things at me in the street. And from that point, I don't think I left the house alone for around about 2 years.
I didn't even know what anxiety was then. There wasn't really much knowledge about it.
Despite how terrible it was, she's heading back to MTV with Geordie Shore's Holly's Story. So that premieres this week.
You know, I love Holly. She was always so hard done by on the show. She could never really ever find love on the show.
Everyone deserves love.
They do, but did everyone really go into the Geordie Shore house looking for love?
A lot of them did by the end.
Mm.
I mean, there was a lot of love happening.
Oh, there's a lot of something happening.
Look at Charlotte. You know, she found some relationships in there.
Yeah, her heart was always perpetually broken, though.
So this show, though, is it a story just about her life since then?
Yeah, so how she sort of overcome all of her anxieties, also to reducing her double F boobies.
Oh.
Yeah. But, I mean, describe yourself to your perfect match.
I'm fit, I'm flirty, and I've got double Fs.
I'm flirty and I've got double Fs.
Love that.
Is she still with that Jacob guy?
Yeah, they're engaged.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So she found love in the end.
She found love in the end.
Oh, that's a good story.
It ended well.
No,
it's good. Ended well.
How many seasons of that show are there now?
I think it's still 20? Going. There's so
over
many.
20?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
good show. Yeah.
Very funny.
It's on Stan.
Is it?
If you're looking for something to do this long weekend.
Is that free?
No, you've got to pay for sex. Really interesting fact, though. Designers like Gucci used to send other products, other big brand products to these stars on Geordie Shore and Jersey Shore to cheapen the brand. How interesting.
Yeah, because they'd know they'd wear them.
Snooki will get arrested on the beach with this Fendi, so there you go.
Thanks, Jackson.
Thank you.
But I know you guys love your food, Maddie and Crevo.
Of course.
It drives you. So this is going to rev your engines. A restaurant in Brizzy has actually launched a challenge to see who can finish its 3-kilo hot dog meal. So I'm going to tell you about this hot dog meal. But then I thought, we'll have our own hot dog challenge as well. So get prepared, everyone. You don't want to miss
food.
It.
Free food? Are
it's
you
very
kidding me?
Early to eat a hot dog.
Oh, you can do it.
Are you going to say no?
I'll participate in the competition.
Yeah. Okay, good. Well, that's good.
I'm a team player.
Never say no.
Never say no.
That's Maddie's motto.
Maddie's
life
motto.
Nothing wrong with that.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
That's right. Before we get to our hot dog eating competition, though, this is all spurred because there's something to look forward to when the borders open again to Queensland, guys, because there's a restaurant called Ninth Street in Brisbane, and basically they're challenging people to eat a 3-kilo hot dog and chips meal in under 30 minutes. So if you manage to do that, you have to pay $50 to take on the challenge. However, if you complete it in 30 minutes or less, you'll get your money back. Plus, you'll get a $50 voucher to have more, whatever
that
you want.
That seems very unreasonable, by the way. $50 for a hot dog. I don't care if it's 3 kilos. A hot dog doesn't cost $50.
Well, it gets better than that, though. You'll also get a T-shirt and have your accomplishment immortalized in a photo on their wall. Now, I'll just show you a picture of this 3-kilo hot dog meal. It is massive.
Oh, that looks like
It is huge.
That looks like Frankenstein. That's disgusting. Very frightening.
It is very scary, but a lot of people are...
It's like for a family.
...are taking on the challenge. Yeah, honestly, it's probably a family for six people. But the thing is, if you want to take on the challenge, you've got to give them at least 24 hours notice.
Yeah.
Because right, they have to go and find a hot dog that big.
Yeah.
Naturally, though, we've copied this idea, yeah, but on a smaller scale.
We have a hot dog eating competition. Small. So I went to Woolies and I got some Don Long Thin Frankfurts. And I got some light, tasty cheese because we're all, you know, being health conscious. Or maybe I'm imposing that on you.
Was it cheaper?
No. I'm just trying to be healthier.
Very good.
And then we've got some tomato sauce, and I think you guys opted for some smoky mustard on yours as well.
Yeah, we did. Now, when we were out in the kitchen, Jade was like pinching at the dogs going, ooh, 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 yeah, which was a weird thing.
You're not meant to touch them.
I washed my hands, help it because it's a long sausage.
Okay, well, let's do this. Producer Jackson's in here. Do you mind keeping the time, Jackson, if that's okay?
Okay, so...
You'd also be ready with a Heimlich manoeuvre if you've got
We're doing safety first. I got everyone a glass of water.
Thanks.
Oh, that'll do.
Just in case.
OH&S sorted.
Hamish, I think you know first aid.
I do. I'll be ready in here.
All right. Are we ready?
Okay.
Sort of. We're streaming live on Facebook as well if you want to have a gander at this insanity.
Okay.
Here we go.
3, 2, 1, go!
Go.
Compelling radio. This try not to make you laugh.
This is way harder than I expected. The bun is, like, very bready.
It was $2.
Wow, healthy eating's never sounded or looked so good, Jade.
Or Jade's halfway through it.
Look, they're struggling. I feel like the whole dipping the bread into water would really help you guys right now.
Oh, my God. This is a way too full-on for this time of the morning.
Nutritious breakfast.
I think I've sprained my jaw.
You could have warmed up the bun, Jade. Jesus.
That was Prevo's fault.
Oh, how's it my fault? Chef Jade over here was taking charge for sure.
That's a horrible hot dog.
Out of everybody, Maddie's the furthest in. Jade's taking baby bites.
Jade's actually slowing down. You look really tired, Jade.
Oh, couldn't see it. And Maddie's almost done it.
How's he done it so quickly? He's obviously got a third of the thing to go. That's very impressive.
A lot of practice eating hot dogs.
Interesting. I'm going to sell this on to ASMR sites.
I think you'd be in with a good shot.
Hot dogs.
All right, Maddie's pretty much finished here.
Swallow it.
Oh, my God.
We're at a minute 30.
Have you done that?
That's incredible.
Look how much I've got to go still. Mine you could still feel.
Complete.
What I've got left, you could... He done it!
Well done.
Minute 40, you know what? Good job.
I'm proud of you.
That's really... You're really good at that.
How unflattering.
Yeah, but you've got a skill, you know?
Mm. I got a quarter. I had a quarter left.
Yeah, I'm still...
Prevo, where are you at?
Team players, right?
Jade, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos.
Time's up, Alright,
let's get started.
Come on!
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Novos are about to throw open the mics.
Go! Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is
Jade, Maddie and Creebo.
Jade, Maddie and Creebo. The Novos.
Oh, Irish Subway, hey? Isn't that a terrible story? Not even classed as real bread.
Yeah.
Well, that's only by the tax department. Isn't it?
Yeah. It was to do with a tax exemption because they were applying for it to be considered a health food, but it was found to be not quite.
It had 50% sugar, didn't it?
Nope.
Not 50%, but...
You've got to be across the stories, Jade, you know?
Oh, sorry. I heard a figure and I went with it.
Isn't that so disappointing, though, Subway? You think, you know what? It is the healthier option in a lot of ways, but I guess they did go down the gurgler with those, you know, those cheesy breads and stuff. It becomes a whole lot less healthy.
That's the Italian herb and cheese.
Yeah, that's my favourite one.
Yeah, it's mine too. You know why? Because it's so full of sugar.
Probably.
Yeah, well, we don't know if the Australian one
Well, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that.
That's important to point out as well.
Absolutely.
This applies to Ireland. It doesn't necessarily apply to Australia.
Well, that's why I said Irish Subway, if you remember that, Jade, at the start, if you were listening anyway. Love Subway. It's delicious, darling.
Especially
delicious.
When they're, like, if they sponsor the show, the greatest food you can get.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I always go the wraps. The wraps are really nice, if you've ever tried them.
Big shout out to their highly litigious legal team that might be listening.
What?
What are you talking about?
Irish Subway. Irish Subway.
Good
there
work.
You go.
Good
their
work,
tax
Maddie.
Department.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just find it funny, though. We're so shocked, really, that fast food buns are full of sugar.
Yeah. I mean, if you taste
them. Wow, what a new development.
Well, bread's man-made anyway. It's not even, we're not even meant to eat it.
I thought it grew on trees, Jade.
Well, I'm
sorry, I didn't know.
Thanks, little.
I didn't know that it was man-made.
We're having a science lesson. But no, like anything that's obviously man-made isn't all, like, healthy. Really, the healthiest thing you can eat is natural stuff. Like vegetables, fruit.
As you just shoved a hot dog bun down your mouth.
Yeah, but I'm just pointing it out. Realistically, we should be eating organic, natural products.
Now she's all. Now she, you jump on any bandwagon, whatever day suits you.
No, it's not a bandwagon. It's actually just pointing out facts.
Are you doing a weekend online course to become a nutritionist now?
Yes, so I can help you.
At
help you
at Jade the Nutritionist on Instagram.
Uh-huh.
Your business.
At Jade fed me.
I wouldn't be feeding you, I'd be starving you.
At Jade starved me.
What'd you hit for 100 kilos the other week on the scales, Maddie?
I'm not ashamed.
Yeah.
I'm not ashamed, though.
Not anything to be ashamed about, but if I became a nutritionist...
When
I'll be
you helpful.
Should.
When.
I encourage it, Jade. I encourage it. Just
good business.
We'll add that to your ever-growing list of careers. Good one.
Thank you. But on 13:10:09, creative ways you've punished the kids. If they've been a little cheeky, obviously it's school holidays at the moment.
Well, according to you, you'd starve them.
Not children, Maddie.
Oh, good, I'm not a kid.
But a father has actually been very creative, and he actually sent his kid to the cemetery as a punishment. And he actually had to end up calling the police after his little boy went missing.
Oh.
Yeah, it was actually, it was a big scandal. So I'll tell you more about that in a second. And, like, the creative way why he did what he did to punish his child. But if you've done something similar, maybe not that, but, you know, if you've, I don't know.
You've got to get creative. Cause
you have
to. Kids, like, they get naughty. And they got to be punished in some way, but you don't want to do the traditional stuff a lot of the time.
Well, no, you're anti the belt and obviously smacking the children.
We all know you're not, though, Jay.
So obviously...
Get the wooden spoon out.
There's, you know, new age ways of parenting and punishing children when they're being a little cheeky. So we're taking your calls on 13:10:09.
Jay, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
13:10:09 this morning, creative ways you've punished the kids.
I believe the children are our future.
This is because an angry father in Taizhou, in East China's Xinjiang province, gave his primary school-aged son a special punishment for not finishing his homework. A timeout, guys, by the grave of his ancestor at night.
Well, that's a bit sick, isn't it?
It is.
A bit full on, you would think.
But creative. The father, who had been angered by his son's reluctance to do his homework, decided to take him to a nearby cemetery for a timeout so he could reflect deeply on himself in front of his deceased ancestor. He left the boy there, and then when he went to make a phone call a few meters away, when he returned, he found that his little boy had disappeared without a trace into the darkness. Fearing the child may encounter danger, the regretful father immediately called the police, who later found the boy down the road of a mountain about 40 minutes away.
What a waste of time. Why would he even bother doing that and then have the hide to complain when he goes missing?
Mm.
Because that was never going to happen.
It was the mistake was taking the phone call.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're doing that sort of punishment, that's a supervision sort of thing, isn't
it? Well, you're scared of your dad. You're in trouble. You don't want to run to dad. You're stuck in a cemetery by yourself. You're just going to run away, and he probably got lost in the maze of headstones.
Would have been no punishment for me as a kid. Not afraid of that sort of stuff.
Oh, you're lucky.
Was fine with it.
You know what? Put him in the naughty corner. That's all parents need to do, right? I don't just go in the naughty corner.
Go in the naughty
think about
corner.
What you've
think
done of, for a
yeah,
while.
Yeah, that's my go-to. Think about what you've done would be my strategy.
I don't really think it works.
Don't you?
No, I don't think it. Like, my mum put me in the naughty corner. I have such an imagination.
Because you cop the...
I'd be fine.
Well, you used to cop the belt.
I got the belt. I got the wooden spoon. I got just general smacks. And I'm now
that.
A model citizen now.
You can't do that.
Oh,
you're
I don't
a model
know.
Citizen.
You know what? I don't think there's not. I mean, it wasn't beaten black and blue, but you just get a little tap.
Yeah. I always find it interesting that you can't go and slap an adult.
Mm.
That's against the law. You can, you know, have someone arrested for that, but you can smack your children. Wow. It's an interesting debate.
I feel like
debate.
That's another debate.
Yeah, that is a different
we're
debate
after the
in
creative,
teaching lesson we're not going down there.
We're after the light and bright this morning. Creative ways you punish your kids we're after. Kate, how are you?
Hey, Kate.
Well, thanks. How are you?
Good, thanks. So what creative way have you come up with to punish the kids if they've been a bit cheeky?
Oh, well, when they were little and they'd muck up after lights out, I'd go up there and I'd say, right, who's talking? One of you has to decide who's going to go out and sleep on the front veranda. And they'd be like, oh, Mom, not me, we'll be good. And they never did. And then we were watching The Simpsons one night and they were off to visit Homer's millionaire brother and they were mucking up in the car.
And his millionaire brother, Herb.
Yes, Herb. They're off to visit Herbie. And they were mucking up in the car and Marge said, that's it, one more word, we're going to turn around and head home. And it was only Homer that took the bait. He's like, no, I want to go visit my brother. And she's like, Homer, it's an empty threat. And the little light bulb went on in my son's head and none of my empty threat punishments ever worked again.
Oh. The Simpsons taught them your secret.
That's right, bloody Simpsons.
This is why so many parents didn't let their kids watch The Simpsons in the 90s.
Too many good ideas for the kids, especially from Bart with his slingshot getting around.
Thanks for your call,
Kate.
Oh, that's a good one. Hey, guys, up next, of course, big news overnight, the big presidential debate. Joe Biden, the president, Donald J. Trump, went at it in the first official presidential debate of the election season. I'm not going to play grabs of what happened in the debate because I'm sure you've already heard them. What I thought I would do, though, is collect my favourite reactions from commentators about
Perfect.
The debate.
Awesome. I'm excited about
That's
that.
That's the best bit.
It really is. I had a great night last night watching all of the
You're in a good
wrap-ups
mood from it.
And, oh, I really am. I really got off on it, actually.
It puts pep in your step.
Jade, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos.
Yes, between the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump, and former Vice President Joseph R. Biden. Now, this debate was called the worst moment in American political history. These guys just went at it for 90 minutes straight. It was ridiculous watching it. Mm. I mean, great for the popcorn and beer parties, but, you know, love it. But these debates are just becoming reality TV events.
Yeah, almost farcical.
Well, they are. And they've just lost all credibility after that, I feel. Mm. But, of course, you've seen the clips on the news, I'm sure. But I wanted to share with you some of my favourite reactions from the American media post-debate. Because,
brilliant.
I mean, this is basically just as entertaining, I think. First of all, we're going to go to CNN. Now, CNN, obviously, a left-leaning media organisation. You know, they generally favour the Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're definitely not the Fox News Network.
No. They're not.
But they use some really descriptive language when, I guess, describing the debate. Here's what Chris Cuomo had to say.
Okay.
Tonight was a shit show. That's what it was.
journalists saying that. This really doesn't always happen.
Keeping it real simple and to the point.
Mm.
I mean, Jake Tapper, also from CNN, went even further.
That was a hot mess inside a dumpster fire, inside a train wreck.
Jeez.
They're not mincing their words, are they?
They're not.
They're just saying, God, you know what? This is the worst thing I've ever seen.
CNN obviously got a directive from upper management because it continued with Dana Bash.
You use some high-minded language. I'm just going to say it like it is. That was a shit show. And, you know, we're on cable. We can say that. Apologies for being maybe a little bit crude. But that is really the phrase that I'm getting more, you know, from people on both sides of the aisle on text. And it's the only phrase that I can think of to really describe it. And I...
Getting very descriptive there.
Wow.
Yeah, this desk is playing up. I'm sorry about that.
I think that sort of sums it up, though. It's actually both sides of the fence, whether you're Trump or Biden. Everyone said it was absolute garbage.
Well, absolutely. Now, Hamish, as a journalist, very rarely in your career do you get to use that term.
Yeah, and you take it when you can. any opportunity to... look, they're not wrong. It was awful. It was an absolute train wreck.
For those who didn't see it, it was basically just a sledging match, one against the other, with insults, basically.
Yeah, it was.
A lot of talking over each other as well. It was very hard to hear them at one point because they just crossed over so much.
Yeah. There were a lot of barbs about intelligence as well, too. You saw that with... it was not edifying in the slightest, not even presidential. What's concerning as well, too, is China's looking at this and going, you beauty.
Yeah, happy days.
Yeah, yep. And, you know...
This country that used to be the boss of the world is crumbling as we always knew it would.
Yeah.
That's what they're saying.
Yeah.
Embarrassing, really.
My favourite one, really, though, summing up the whole thing, was Jimmy Kimmel. I think this is perfect.
Greetings, my fellow Americans. I'm Jimmy. I'm the host of the show. Thanks for watching. In the aftermath of WrestleMania in Cleveland tonight, it was the main event, Sleepy versus Sleazy, the first and hopefully last debate between Joe Biden and Donald Trump.
Sleepy versus Sleazy. Anyway,
WrestleMania.
I reckon that sums it up, though. You know, let's dispense of any sort of idea of this being a formal debate and just get a ring, install a ring and get some chairs for them to whack over their heads with, because that's all it is. Mm. It's just WWF.
Have a look at the video of Donald Trump and Vince McMahon from the WWF back in the day. Very funny.
It sums up the vibe.
Jade, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos. Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This is
Jade, Maddie and Creebo.
Jade, Maddie and Creebo, the Novos.
105 minutes commercial free, kicking off at 9 a.m. with producer Jackson.
Yes, it is. This is that fresh one everyone's raving about from Keith Urban Pink.
The team up of the century.
Oh, I know, right? It's like all stars.
Commercial success.
Kaboom. The Kings of Leon as well. This is a band of like three brothers and a cousin. I don't know. I couldn't be all in with my family like that, I don't think.
Oh, you'd kill each other.
Yeah,
100%. No, I think of me, my sisters and my brother on a tour bus, and there's going to be casualties. Yeah. It's not going to be me.
But you'd be so successful, though, because you're all good looking.
But imagine you and your sister, Jade, competing for the stardom, the spotlight.
And the cash as well.
You couldn't do it.
What about you? Do you reckon you could do it with Chelsea and your brother? What's his? I forgot his name.
Christian. No, I could not do that.
Christian, Chelsea and Maddie.
There we go.
Well, it's got a ring to it.
It does.
See you guys performing on Ellen at the end or something like that. Sia as well, together.
Love her.
Awesome stuff.
Very good. Newcastle's only block of ad-free music after 9, Crevo.
Up next, guys, we've got a fun animal story for you.
Essentially,
a bunch of parrots have been kicked out of a zoo. Now, they were zoo animals. They've had to be kicked out due to their naughty behaviour.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Time for a fun animal story because we love bears on the show.
We do.
5 parrots over in a zoo in England have had to be removed from the public display area because they started swearing at visitors. Now, apparently one of the parrots, which was like a rescue, had learnt the swear words and taught the other ones how to do it.
Get out.
Cheeky and little bugger.
Amazing. I know, right?
And the best part is one would swear and then the others would like crack up laughing and start carrying on, and then the other one, and they just set each other off all day long. The zoo, like the public who came to watch the zoo animals, at first they're like, oh, this is quite funny. But apparently on the weekend when there were a lot of kids there, like the parents would be like covering their ears and shuffling the kids away and stuff. So that the zoo has had to remove the birds.
Aww. That's unfortunate. Where do they
get... just putting on a show.
Where do they put them?
Well, they've got like a non-display area for the animals. They're set, like,
fly free,
them,
birdie.
Taking
fly
them to
free.
Another colony. But apparently, because they've got over 250 parrots on display, they were concerned like that it was just going to keep growing and growing and suddenly you'd be left with 250 swearing birds.
Wow.
Which I'd find very entertaining.
You know, but, I would pay good money to go to a zoo with 250 swearing birds. Very entertaining and very unique.
Yeah, totally.
Something different. You know, when you're like, oh, what are we going to do this weekend? Let's go to the zoo with the swearing birds.
I mean, normally...
You only do it once, though.
Normally, the zoo experience is you look at an elephant, you eat some undercooked hot chips, you look at a couple of other animals, then you go to the chimps, which are always entertaining, you're done. 250 swearing birds, I'd be there on the reg, I reckon.
You say only once, Jade, but
only
think
once.
About the internet when you re-watch animal videos.
Yeah.
It's basically the original internet, funny animal videos.
It is most of the internet, I would argue.
Like, watching animals never gets old, does it? I mean, you could just go and watch these birds anytime, I feel.
No, I disagree.
Okay. Well, go read your Harry Potter books.
I will. No, it's like a novelty. You see it once. You go to the zoo once. Then that's it.
Luckily, they've arrested the problem and it hasn't gotten out of control. But, it's the African grey parrots. They're very smart birds. They can learn over 200 words.
That's incredible.
They're good-looking birds.
Hopefully they don't get bored in their new area.
I'm sure they'll be fine. They've got each other's a single one-time joke
they
to do with each other.
They are beautiful.
Great.
They almost look like an owl with a parrot's beak.
And then they've got the little flash of red in the tail. Good-looking birds.
Oh, thanks for that, Crevo.
You're very welcome.
Last call, Zoe, coming up on 131009. If there's anything you'd like to talk about, maybe creative ways you've punished the kids. We spoke earlier in the show.
What? Sorry.
Creative
Rewind.
Ways you've punished the kids.
There we go. That's what we were looking for.
Also, where did you slip? Or maybe, I don't know, you've got
anything
something
you
on
talk
your mind.
About.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Hello.
Last call.
On 131009, we're taking your calls on anything that you want to have a chat about this morning. Could be anything.
That's right. Keeping it simple. Jason, how are you?
I'm good, thank you, but I have a complaint.
Oh, okay. Go for your life.
Well, you guys are always complaining about, or not complaining, but apologizing for using people's Karens as Karens.
Yeah.
Nobody ever apologizes for Johns.
That's true, you know. Is there someone in your life called John, Jason?
Well, my first name is John. I go by my middle name. My dad's name is John. My grandfather's name is John. I come from a long line of Johns, and nobody ever says sorry when they use their name in the police way.
Yeah, of course.
That's
such a great point, because you know what? Even like when they describe a missing person, they've taken the name John as like just a nameless person. It's quite terrible.
Quite offensive Johns.
Yeah, it's like we get ripped off, but as soon as Karen, like I think Karen should just suck it up and take it.
You know what? That's it. I'm going to stop apologizing. Thanks, Jason.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I'm just going to say, you know what? Karen's a Karen. It is what it is. Get over it.
Canadian Jace, keeping it real.
Yeah,
thanks, man.
Jason. Love
it. Thanks for hanging
Jason.
Out with us.
Oh, see, there we go. It makes us feel
no good. Need to apologise, Maddie.
That's right. Newcastle's only block of ad-free music kicking off in minutes. Hey, Jackson.
Yo, good morning. I got Brisbane's Shepherd in the playlist.
Very
love
nice.
It.
Yes.
Love it.
Adele. How
Adele?
Is she?
Oh my God, she's looking amazing, and she's hanging out with Nicole Richie. Now, let me pitch something to you, right?
Yeah.
Another Simple Life with Nicole and Adele.
Ooh,
minus Paris, because Paris is trying to take down the private school system at the moment. She's a bit busy, so I think Adele's got a lot of time on her hands. Do you want to see these two on the road?
Yeah.
100%.
But on, like, the English countryside, I think that'd be fantastic.
Yeah.
So good.
Could you imagine them, though, driving in a big pink car, Adele to Nicole? You want a cheese and bacon pie for breakfast, Nikki? She's like, no, thank you. I love that
idea. I'm having one anyway.
I'm going to pitch this. Also, too. Oh, my God, I love this. Sam Smith, brand new stuff. Diamonds.
I am obsessed with this
song.
Yeah,
really good.
I'm not usually a fan of Sam Smith, but this, I'm like, wow. I mean, who knew the day Justin Bieber would be releasing gospel songs and Sam Smith is releasing upbeat pop songs?
Finally, Sam Smith has a song you don't want to cry your eyes out to.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. I really like his music.
He's such a talented singer, but it's very down sometimes.
Yeah.
What a banger.
Newcastle's only block of ad-free music kicking off in minutes. We'll catch you tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
See ya.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.